Hey everyone, this is Evan with Team Evan, and I am here with the latest segment of Seven with Evan, and I have my very first guest who I'm so excited about. Her name is Tanya White, and she is incredible, and I'd like to welcome you, Tanya, to Seven with Evan.
Hey, Seven with Evan, I love it! You know, as teachers, like those memory things, Seven with Evan. I'm honored to be your first guest and talking about passion. So proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks. I'm proud of you. It's exciting. So Tanya and I met at the Run Women's Conference last April. Yes. So it hasn't even been a year in Chicago, Illinois. And we both have been doing remarkable things.
Yes.
And it's been awesome to run right alongside you.
That's it. Running together.
Yeah. So, Tanya, why don't you start by just telling the members of Team Evan a little about yourself.
Hello, Team Evan. My name is Tanya White. I live in Louisville, Kentucky. And you have to say Louisville, Kentucky. Home of the Cards. We may not win, but home of the Cards. I've been in education since 1999. I'm a school counselor administrator, aspiring principal. And then I've been writing my passion since 2005. So I'm here ready to release my seventh book. Yes, I am enough the next level. So I am excited. I'm glad to be here and glad to get to know you guys.
Awesome. I want to talk more about your passion, specifically your writing. Can you tell us a little bit about your passion?
For writing, yes, I've always loved to write. Even when I was a little girl, that was my passion in school, especially when we learned how to write in cursive. I was that person always writing in cursive, trying to have pretty handwriting. And I always liked to write, but I never viewed myself as an author or a writer. I just wrote and then I read a lot. But my pain fueled my passion when my mom was dying of lung cancer, and she eventually died March 23rd, 2005. After that, I had to journal, and because it was a quick 5 months. We didn't even know that she had cancer. It was boom, boom, boom. So all those emotions, I'm the oldest. My dad had passed away years before, but this was the first, you know, we consider ourselves orphans, no dad, no mom. And so I channeled that in my writing. And then I was started back then, it was newsletters. And so I just sent newsletters to people. I started with people I knew, and then they started passing on and passing on. It was called Tanya's Tips. Tips for today, to transform your tomorrow. And literally, like in 3 months, I went from like 20 people I knew to over 100 people in various states. And it just kept growing and growing. And so that fueled my passion, knowing that my words, my passion to write was encouraging others.
That's awesome. What a great story.
Yes.
I'm sorry about your parents.
Yes.
But it's so great that from that pain and that tough time that you really discovered your true passion and calling. So tell me a little bit about how you transformed from this newsletter, Tanya's Tips, to your books, which you just said you have your seventh book coming out.
Seventh book coming out. At the time I had a remarkable coach, Valerie Burton. And I encourage everybody to get a coach, a mentor, because when you have that person, that objective person who sees in you what you're telling them that you want, it just fuels you even more. Evan, you've come up with it. That word is going to be it fuels your passion and perfects it even more. So at the time, we started the newsletter, and then I was wanting to write a book about the experience of finding out my mom had cancer and everything, and those 5 months of what I went through. So I knew I wanted to write a book. Still haven't written that book because I'm still processing. But my first book came from when I was doing some self-reflection about me as a woman, having some difficult behaviors and people dealing with me. So my first book, How to Deal with a Difficult Woman, people are thinking it's me bashing women, but really it's a diary to teach people how to deal with me when I'm difficult. Because what we don't realize, especially when we're in the moment, is that when people are hurting other people or rude or angry, there is a root to it. And when we elevate our mindset and say, you know what, I'm not going to continue to look at their action, but because I'm connected with them, I'm going to see the root and try to help them. Because we can't get rid of everybody. You can't get rid of your family. You can't get rid of people on your job, no matter how many times you. So you have to learn to deal with people and their difficult behavior sometimes from a place of maturity and a place of sympathy. So that was my first book. And from that, when I write, I have to, it's things that I go through and I deal with and I live out. And so each book is what I've experienced, and that's how I pour out my experience.
Awesome. That's so great. I love that you said that your first book was how to deal with you.
Oh yeah.
I know I received a copy of it at one of the conferences we were at, and I remember reading it, and you know, so much of it is applicable to not just you but anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
How to deal with any stressful relationship situation, and so much of our lives is relational. So
yes.
And relational currency is the good doctor
yes.
said. So I think it's awesome. It's like almost like a guidebook.
It is a guidebook on how to deal with people. Because you're right, this is the currency of relationships. And like I said, I had thrown so many away. People had thrown me away. But when you gotta look up and say, hey, can't keep throwing all these people away, especially, you know, sometimes the good outweighs the bad. And so you have to learn how to deal with it. And as a society, we don't really know how to handle difficult situations with maturity and with the goal of reconciliation. So,
definitely. So you are living your passion.
Yes.
Which is awesome. One thing I've done a lot of research on it, and I'm also living my passion. We're living it together. What keeps you motivated to live that passion every single day?
Whew, keeps me motivated. For one, I have 5 nieces and nephews, and I love being their auntie. So people who know me and follow me on Facebook, I call them my 5 heartbeats. I don't have children myself, but they are my children. So those are the 5 things that keep me motivated, first of all. And then God, I'm very spiritual. And then just knowing as I learn who I am, and really, like I said, every book is like I live through it. So now my books are Yes, I Am Enough. So I'm really learning and to be confident in myself and know what I have, my strengths, my areas of improvement, and be okay with all of it, flaws and all. So that is what keeps me motivated. First of all, God, my 5 heartbeats, and then knowing that I have something to contribute to this world. That is good and that changes lives. So those are the 3 things that really keep me going.
That's awesome. What would you say has been your greatest success with living your passion?
My greatest success is continuing to live it. Because people think that when you live your passion, it's all cherries, peaches and cream. And, you know, they see your success and they think you have no struggles or anything, but it is hard to really be in the vein of living your passion without apology, without compromise, and knowing that you have something to deposit in this world. There are so many struggles. I mean, just life things that pop up that get you try to get you distracted and try to let you feel defeated. So through that, knowing that I can't give up no matter how sad I am, there's always something that picks me back up. And what? Fuels my passion.
I love it. So you mentioned it hasn't been easy, mm-hmm. living your passion. And obviously, you know, when you're starting a business or working hard or following a passion or a dream, it comes with challenges. What would you say has been the most challenging part about launching your writing as your passion?
Well, the passion part is easy. Writing as a business is difficult. To build that support, you can build a great readership, but then it's to when the business side of it, when it comes to bringing in money and clients and all that, that is the most difficult thing because people, you know, they say they love your stuff and they do, but it's that mindset change that, especially when they are close to you, it doesn't click that you are a business. And so they are hesitant to invest their financial resources into furthering your business. But they're quick. If any concert comes out or anything else, they're quick to, you know, spend that money, but let you have something to invent or a book or services. And money is the biggest issue for them. So that has been disappointing sometimes, but it then is also a fueling of passion because it makes me become more innovative, think outside the box, and really hone in to who are my clients. Maybe these really are not my clients. These are just people who support me. And so that pushes me even further to this thing called the business of writing to really get under it, under my wing, and be innovative and creative.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thanks. You're awesome at it.
Oh, thanks.
I love it. What advice do you have for someone that's searching for their passion?
Whew. I would say three things. First of all, when you're searching, you have to be centered. You can't be searching and be easily distracted because when you're really searching for your passion, you have to search for yourself. And in that search for yourself, you have to be in a place that is centered, that is free of being easily swayed and influenced by outside people. So you really have to get in a place of centeredness to know who you are. Once you find out who you are, you know, you can't apologize for that. Because when you are extraordinary like yourself, there are some things that people won't understand. There are some moves and decisions and some aspirations that you have that they won't understand. And if you always explaining yourself, you won't be executing any plans. So be centered and be confident there, and then get yourself a mentor. I don't care if it's a mentor that you don't physically see. There are many mentors. Zoom is a great thing. But get yourself a mentor, get yourself several mentors, good mentors, and not just anybody, people who have proven success in the area that you want to be successful in. I mean, they have proven tangible success. And like our mentor says, Dr. Kaz, people know them, they like them, and they trust them. Those are the type of mentors you want. You just don't want anybody who has a great following. You got to do your research. Make sure they have tangible results and that people know them, like them, and trust them.
Definitely. That's mm-hmm. such great advice, mm-hmm. Tanya. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd want to share with the Team Evan fans?
Team Evan 7, just continue to be fueled. Be fueled by your passion, by the people in your inner circle, because those are in your inner circle or your support system. Always check them too. If they are not making, encouraging you to be your best self, it's time to clean some inner circles. but continue to be fueled by your passion, by people, and the potential within you. If you dream it, if you think it, you can do it. You just got to get some things in order. So just continue to be fueled by your passion, the people, and then your potential dreams. That's what I would leave with Team Evan.
I love it. And Miss Tanya, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more or purchase your books or anything like that?
Yes, you can visit my website at TanyaWhite.com. Tanya is T-A-N-Y-A NYAWhiteIsInTheColor.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Now, Twitter and Instagram, my teenage nieces still teach me. But I'm mostly on Facebook, Real Talk with Tanya White or Tanya White. If you go on Evan's friends list, I'm in Evan's friends list. So stay connected with me. I would love to meet you and connect with Team Evan family.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tanya. It's been awesome talking to you. And I can't wait to see you in a few months. It's
gonna be great. I know it. Evan, I'm so proud of you. You made this interview so easy. So continue. Oh, my goodness. You're just flying high.
Well, thank you very much, Tanya.
All right.
I look forward to seeing you again.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.